Coming up next is a songwriter named Alex Solomonoff, and he was here last week, and we were glad to see him. Please give him a big welcome.
This is a very old story. You've heard it before, probably many times. But the usual version of it has been sanitized tremendously. So this is probably more like how it really went down. The only law back then was your patriarch's word. That killing your kinfolk was a crime. But strangers were assumed to be enemies and spies. And so killing them was just fine. Jake and Esau came from a long line of marriages. Siblings and cousins, and some say it showed. Dad had trouble telling his kids apart. Jake was kind of weak on moral codes. When Jake tricked Dad to will him the estate in Esau's place, Dad would not admit that he'd been greased. The last straw, said Esau, and he vowed to murder Jake. That night, Jake fled to Uncle Laban's ranch out east. Laban welcomed him warmly, then swindled him out of his wages. For 10 straight years, can you believe that's true? So Jake swindled him back out of 10 herds of sheep, then fled back home so Laban wouldn't run him through. On the road the night before, Jake would meet his brother. Years have gone by. Does he still want to see him die? The campfire was embers. The crescent moon had set. It was so dark, you might as well be blind. Jake looked up from praying and saw a man outlined against the stars. Jumped up and stumbled, cried out, no reply. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? A stranger or an enemy? A punch was thrown, they fought till almost day. Near dawn, he crippled Jacob's thigh. Jake's life passed before his eye. But the man just looked at Jake and walked away. Jake lay there and told himself he wasn't scared. Wondered who the man had been and why his life was spared. In the morning, Esau saw Jake limping and bruised. He smiled and greeted him with warmth and open arms. He declined Jake's lavish gifts and said, "Keep 'em, I've got plenty." Showed off all his beasts and men at arms. And when Jake blamed his bruises on an angel that he said he'd been wrestling, Esau just swallowed his laughter and said, "Brother, amen." They vowed peace and friendship, then lived in different towns, and never spoke to each other ever again.
Thank you. One more hand for Alex Solomonov. Okay, I'll tell you.